Blackstone Audio presents Frostbite, A Werewolf Tale by David Wellington. For Mary. Part 1. The Drunken Forest. 1. The ground shook, and pine needles fell from the surrounding trees like green rain. Shai grabbed a projecting tree root to steady herself, and looked up to see a wall of water come roaring down the defile, straight toward her. She barely had time to see it before it hit, like the shivering surface of a swimming pool stood up on end. It was white, and it roared, and when it smacked into her, it slapped her face and hands as hard as if she'd fallen onto a concrete sidewalk. Ice-cold water surged up her nose, and her mouth flew open, and then water was in her mouth and choking her, water thick with leaves and pine cones that bashed off her exposed skin like bullets, water full of rocks and tiny pebbles, and reeking of fresh silt. Her hand was torn away from the root, and her feet went out from under her, and she was flying, tumbling, unable to control her limbs. Her back twisted around painfully as the water picked her up and slammed her down again, picked her up and dropped her hard. She felt her foot bounce painfully off a rock she couldn't see. She couldn't see anything, couldn't hear anything but the voice of the water. She fought, desperately, to at least keep her head above the surface, even as eddies and currents underneath sucked at her.